This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The nation is observing 60 years of the 1965 India-Pakistan War this month by remembering the sacrifices and acts of courage of those who took part in the fierce battles. To honor the brave hearts who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty, the government is organizing a series of events. Veterans and families of war heroes in New Delhi to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan 60 years ago. Addressing the event, Mr. Singh said that every Indian soldier serves with the conviction that the sovereignty and integrity of the nation will never be compromised at any cost. Governor K.T. Parnayak, along with Chief Minister Pema Khandu, participated in a PowerPoint presentation by the President of Geospatial, Vault, Anu Negi, and Director Swati Mittal at Rajbhavan Itanagar today. The Governor emphasized that the technologies, when adopted, must facilitate the state government in analyzing existing systems, strengthening their efficiency, and finding innovative solutions to its pressing challenges. He asked the representatives to share their sector-specific requirements and the need for GIS technologies to enhance efficiency with the state government. The Chief Minister, along with the State Chief Secretary Manish Gupta and other senior state government officials, actively participated in the meeting. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main today underscored the transformative impact of the next generation GST reforms and reaffirmed the state government's commitment to health and nutrition during a series of engagements in Namsai and Chongkham. While addressing a program on GST at Namsai, the DCM termed the GST reforms as people's reforms. Main highlighted Arunachal Pradesh's robust GST growth trajectory, stating that collections rose from 227 crore rupees in 2017-18 to nearly 1900 crore rupees in 2023-24, reflecting over 700% growth in 6 years. He further added that the number of registered taxpayers grew from 7,365 in 2017 to 18,477 by mid-2025, showcasing the state's efforts to expand digital access, simplify registration, and bring small businesses into the formal economy. Celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Jubin Garg lost his life in Singapore after a scuba diving accident. According to reports, Singapore police rescued him from the sea in unconscious condition and rushed him to local hospital. Despite being placed under intensive care, doctors were unable to revive him. Jubin had travelled to Singapore to attend the Northeast Festival, where he was scheduled to perform today. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the sudden demise of singer Jubin Garg. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered him for his rich contribution to music and his renditions. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has also extended his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and prayed for the departed soul. The Central Bureau of Communication Regional Office Itanagar today organized a special outreach program at Eliezer English School Itanagar. The program was designed to reach out and empower adults and girls, highlighting the importance of good nutrition, health and well-being for building a stronger and self-reliant nation. The program was attended by Deputy Director, CBC Regional Office Itanagar, Utsav Parmar, Deputy Director and Head of Office, Doordarshan Kendra and Akashvani Itanagar, Shakti Pratap Kanchan and others. The District Health Society, Papumpare Ruler, officially launched the Swasth Nari Sasakt Parivar Abhiyan from CHC Doimukh yesterday. The inaugural program was attended by local MLA, Nabam Vivek, Deputy Commissioner, UPA Visakha Yadav and others. The district-wide health initiative will continue till 2nd October, covering all CHCs, PHCs, health and wellness centers and sub-centers under Papumpare Ruler. The DHS has urged all eligible women and children to actively participate in the campaign and avail the comprehensive healthcare services being offered. The Meteorological Center of Itanagar has issued a yellow alert for 11 districts of Arunachal Pradesh and has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.